So as a young pastor, I was enjoying a great honeymoon period as a young pastor in my first church, and everything went south. I moved a leader, and chaos erupted. There's a sense in which I found out who the real leader was, because this person carried more influence with other leaders than it felt like I did. And I went through a challenging period after that in the life of that church. And of many of the seasons of my life, I look back at that because it put me at a place where I had to make real what I believed, that I had to live out and walk out things that I preached, things that I taught. It confronted me in a very real way with the fact that it's one thing to preach and teach truth, and we pastors are excellent in telling the people of God how you need to trust God and depend on God and serve God and live for God no matter what. But it was the major moment for me where it was as if the pulpit turned on me, and I had that moment of truth that you have preached these things, you believe these things. Now it's time to rise or fall as you stand on these truths. And I feel like God, though thankfully, brought me out of that storm, and those are bygone years, I would say God has kept me in that posture to force me to recognize that the public ministry of the pastor is one thing, but you must make sure that you have a under the waterline reality that is able to sustain you in the ups and downs of ministry, life, family, that comes out of your personal trust, devotion, and communion with God. That was a particular season that has become for me an ongoing season of life and a constant reminder God gives me in many ways to just make sure I'm dependent upon Him.